Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Joining us today, David Widmar with Agricultural Economic Insights, AEI.ag. David, how are you? It's great to have you back on the show.
I'm doing well. Thanks so much. It's always great to join you.
I appreciate the time, David. Let's talk about this September WASDE report. Let's start there. Obviously got the numbers in, and you know, for the most part, I felt like the trade was like, well, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. It was still some negative news, it felt like, to the grain markets, but overall, pretty much as expected. What are your thoughts on that September WASDE report?
Yeah, we've seen acres for corn go up. Soybeans were slightly down. Not a huge change there. I think the USDA seemingly called an audible. They said they were going to look into that, and that kind of scared some people. There's a lot of chatter about that, and we only saw 600,000 or 300,000 acre movement, so not a whole lot. Corn yields came up quite a bit, closer to that 176 bushel number, and soybean yields are also higher. Oh, like you said, overall, it's sort of the month-over-month changes from the WASDE balance sheet, so more ending stocks for this current marketing year. So the markets ended Friday higher. So this was sort of, not as bad as they were anticipating. So it still is a tight situation out there. These are still high commodity prices. And so we're just in this precarious place of how tight are stocks going to be, how much rationing is going to have to take place. And we backed away from the cliff just a little bit. We're still in a pretty positive situation for a lot of row crop producers looking to sell their commodities.
Well, the thing we need to think about as well is this is harvest time. You know, we're getting into harvest season, and you know, typically we make some harvest lows around this time frame. But also, you know, there's still we're watching to see what we end up getting out of the field here this year in the U.S. As we know, we've had a fairly challenging growing season depending on what part of the country you're in, and that's something I think we need to consider as well here, David.
One of the things I've been reminding my readers about is how much air there is between September and final. August and final has a lot of air. September narrows up a little bit, but on average for corn, the September air is about 3.8 bushels. Now, can't tell you which way it's going to go, but that's the average, higher or lower. You can pick on that. But in the extremes, we've had 2 years out of the last 20 where we've had 10 bushel swings on corn. For soybeans, it's about a 1.6 bushel air on average. And so to think about this is on average yields from here out will move by 1.6, either higher or lower. But we've also seen a few cases in the past, four or five cases where we've had more than two bushel swings from September to final on soybeans. The takeaway here is sometimes we want to be more sensitive to yield and production changes than what the market or the data that we have currently are available. So we have a very sensitive market and the data are still circling in and trying to get closer to the final number. Again, we've taken out a lot of the tails, right? It's not going to be a 200 or 195 bushel crop. It's not going to be 140 bushel crop, but we're trying to figure out, is it going to be closer to 175 or closer to 180?
And that's going to be something we're going to get determined here in the months ahead for sure. And, you talked about just the tightening supply and looking at all these numbers and, of course, demand and looking at China and some of our other export partners. You know, we think about South America. There's not a lot of boats on the water for soybeans coming from Brazil to China right now. So that's something I think maybe we're closely watching as well with the trade. What are your thoughts on just export demand China? I think is probably our biggest trading partner we need to focus on. And you talk a lot about them on the premium side of AEI.ag. So what's kind of the latest with the demand picture in regards to China and the U.S. right now, David?
Well, let's step back and realize why watching China is so important this time of the year. China's purchases of U.S. ag products, especially soybeans, because the soybeans account for about half of all the dollar purchases they make, is seasonal. It's very, very seasonal. And so we expect them to make a lot of purchases and deliveries of U.S. soybeans starting in September, but really getting active in October, November, December. It slows down a little bit in January and then starts to really taper in February. We in the summer months, China just isn't buying soybeans from the U.S. They're in the southern hemisphere. They're buying from South America. So we really need to keep an eye on this, is how big are China's purchases really over the next 3-4 months going to be? This is really going to set the tempo for both sort of the trade war tally sheet, sort of this phase one tally sheet, but also the supply and demand balance sheets for corn and soybeans. Of course, I think the one that we got to keep a really close eye on, we can kind of bet on China being a really big buyer of U.S. soybeans. It's a question of how much. The real question is, are they going to be out buying soybeans like they were last year? Or excuse me, are they going to be out buying corn like they were last year? Corn was just this big surprise a year ago. They're buying corn like they've never bought before. Are they going to repeat that, or is it going to drop off significantly? So we really have to keep an eye on China and purchases. And this is the time of year we got to keep an eye on that.
Another thing we're keeping an eye on is the cost of inputs and the rising cost of inputs here for U.S. farmers. And I know cost of fertilizer has been a big topic of discussion. What are your thoughts there? What's some of the latest you're hearing, David?
Yeah. So, you know, this is one of those situations where you can find a lot of commentary about that, but it's really important to peel back the layers and understand what's going on in the data. So we've looked at this and we've kept track of these costs. They're data coming out of Illinois and they're really, really valuable. So fertilizer expense per acre for applying corn, 180-60-60 nutrient rotation is about $160 an acre. And that's relevant because it was about $95-$100 an acre a year ago or 2 years ago. At this time, a year ago at this time, it was closer to 90. 2 years ago, it was about 100. So big increases over the last, you know, 6 to 18 months. The really important piece here is that 160 is about as high as it was back in 2011, 12, and 13. And producers are going to remember that as really high corn prices, but really expensive inputs. What's driving this? Well, typically we blame nitrogen. Nitrogen is usually the culprit in this, but it's actually the phosphorus and potassium that are at or near decade highs in their prices. And so this is a tricky fertilizer price situation. Traditionally, we would say this would lend it for producers to maybe favor soybeans thinking about 2022. But it's, again, it's not the nitrogen leading the problem as we've seen in the past. So we got to keep an eye on these. We got to see how these play out. Producers need to start thinking about this as they wrap up the year and start their budgets for 2022. But it all paints this picture of a higher cost structure. We expect cash rents to be higher. Seed prices are coming out. They're going to be up. Crop protection products are going to be a little bit higher. So while we're enjoying these higher commodity prices, the gap between revenue and expenses, the profitability is going to start to shrink. And a lot of that's going to be from higher production costs.
Well, a lot of things we're paying attention to. No shortage of news out there in agriculture that are impacting our farmers and ranchers. And I know we'll stay in touch with you. And of course, folks can learn more and see all the great stuff you guys do. AEI.ag is the place to go. And David, I appreciate the time as always, sir. And we will talk again real soon. Thanks for joining us today.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
That's David Widmar with Agricultural Economic Insights, AEI.ag. This has been American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.